אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. Well, the first story in the Jewish news this week is about the head of a Middle East monitoring group declaring governments can no longer trust the United Nations Palestinian Refugee Agency known as UNRWA after disturbing examples of bias and incitement were found in teaching materials it authored. Marcus Sheff, CEO of the Institute for Monitoring Peace and Cultural Tolerance in School Education, has taken aim at UNRWA for producing the materials used by school students in Gaza and the West Bank. UNRWA has previously distributed Palestinian Authority-produced material. Sheff told the Jewish News, after years of hearing UNRWA's claims that it does not teach hate and has safeguards in place, we have for the first time taken a peek behind the curtain in a report, and what we are seeing is shocking. He said a UN organization has created radical teaching material that promotes violence, hate and blood libels and has systematically distributed it to over 300,000 Palestinian school children. The report has found the material is rife with problematic content that contradicts stated UN values. A couple of examples include the reproduction of texts and phrases from PA textbooks that glorify violence, grammar exercises that use the language of jihad and sacrifice, and passages that celebrate terrorists' acts such as Dalal Mughraibi's, who was a perpetrator of the 1978 Coastal Road massacre of 38 Israeli civilians. In these textbooks, Israel is referred to at times as the Zionist occupation or simply as the enemy, while Jewish history in the region is ignored in these textbooks. Sheff said the consequences will be a generation after generation of radicalized Palestinian children instead of offering hope and a peaceful future. The Australian Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade is already investigating UNRWA for allegations last year of distributing inappropriate educational materials. A spokesperson said that Australia has this year reduced its funding to UNRWA from $20 million per year down to $10 million per year.
And you're listening to SBS Australian Jewish Update with Chandy Ziatnik, senior journalist at the AJN, and with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, it's been a historic week this week with the new administration in America, the inauguration of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as the vice president. What are the policy predictions for the new administration in the US?
Well, according to the Executive Council of Australian Jewry's co-CEO Peter Wertheim, a Biden administration will not mean a return to the foreign policy of the Obama era necessarily. Of course, Biden succeeded Donald Trump, whose administration claims some significant foreign policy achievements, including moving the U.S. embassy to Israel, to Jerusalem, and presiding over the Abraham Accords, which saw Israel normalize ties with several Arab nations. But of course, Trump's refusal to accept defeat in the U.S. election and subsequent inflammatory rhetoric has exacerbated societal divides in America. And of course, pro-Trump rioters stormed the Capitol building on January 6th, resulting in 5 deaths. So Wertheim said these events have only underlined the need for the new Biden administration to make good on its promise to show zero tolerance for violent extremism and to neutralize the proliferation of crackpot conspiracy theories and the ideology of racial supremacy. On foreign policy, Wertheim said the Biden-Harris team is likely to take a less unilateralist approach, but we can expect continuity from the new administration in encouraging the trend towards normalization between Israel and Arab countries and promoting enhanced U.S. security cooperation with Israel and its Arab partners. Wertheim suggested that after China, Iran may well be the greatest foreign policy challenge faced by the U.S. and also the major source of disagreement with Israel. He said, Biden's proposal to return to the original terms of the international nuclear agreement with Iran, and then to negotiate improvements to the problematic provisions of the original deal, will almost certainly be a major concern for Israel, but that idea may prove to be illusory.
And you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Shane Dziatnik. Shane, the International Holocaust Remembrance Day and the liberation of Auschwitz is next week on the 27th of January. What is the Australian Jewish community planning to commemorate the day?
Well, there were very big plans this year. Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Treasurer Josh Frydenberg will address a first ever Australian-wide online commemorative event for International Holocaust Remembrance Day and the liberation of Auschwitz. For the first time, a national coalition of Shoah organisations will join forces at 7 p.m. online on January 27. And these include the Jewish Holocaust Centre in Melbourne, Sydney's Jewish Museum, and also Jewish museums in Adelaide, Queensland, Western Australia, and the Australian Association of Jewish Holocaust Survivors and Descendants, all collaborating. And there will also be special guests, including Holocaust survivor from Sydney, Olga Horak, who will relate her horrific experiences of the Shoah. To me, she said, it's important to arrange dialogue between people, to respect other people's traditions, and to understand other people's culture in order to respect each other, she reflected.
Shane, before we go, there is a new principal for Masada College.
Yes, so Masada College has announced the appointment from Term 3 this year of Mira Hassofer as its new principal, replacing current principal Martin Tate, who will stay on at the school to support the leadership transition and also stay on to continue his role, a significant role at the school. Hassofer has received her Bachelor of Education with honours, and she taught at Mount Sinai College and Moriah College and Academy BGE in New South Wales before relocating to Hong Kong, where she taught secular and Jewish studies at Hong Kong's Jewish Carmel School while completing her Master of Education. So she told us, I've been privileged to call Hong Kong home for almost two decades, and I'm proud of what the Carmel School there has achieved, but I look forward to returning to Australia and working closely with Martin Tate and the Masada College team before becoming the school's principal.
Shane, I would like to wish you Happy Australia Day, and I'm sure that next week we'll be able to discuss the Australia Day Awards. Thank you so much and have a great week. רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.